stumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a
very good morning and welcome to Psyched Sundays with Suzanne Radford
and Samina Shaheen.
And a very happy birthday to you, Samina.
Thank you very much, Suzanne. Thank you.
Today we are talking about work, the working culture here in the UAE. We're going to be finding out about your working culture, what it's like in your workplace, also comparing it to where, maybe where you've come from, your home country, how we compare here in the UAE with what we do in the workplace.
It affects so much of our lives, doesn't it? You know, the time that we spend at work, the interactions that we have, especially here in the UAE, the diverse population over here, different cultural value systems, people coming from all kinds and different backgrounds, socioeconomic backgrounds as well, contributing to the society that we are building and developing here together. Interesting things happen on a daily basis in the workplace. So lots of interesting phenomena to explore.
That's right. You know, what is it that frustrates you? What is it that you love about your work, the practices in the workplace, how you interact with your managers, with your work colleagues? Is it an open door policy, or do you feel that you have to really watch what you say and what you do? We'll be getting into all of that. Now, we're celebrating Samina's birthday, but there are many, many people in the city celebrating today. And that is the Independence Day for the Philippines. And to join us here, really dragged him away from his desk because he's a very, very busy man. And that's our very own Roy Lampera. Good morning to you, Roy.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Samina.
Thank you. Happy Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day.
Thank you very much. Happy Independence Day to all the Filipino listeners out there.
And now, for those of you who don't know Roy, Roy really is the one behind the scenes here at Dubai Eye who keeps us all organized, keeps us together. He's our producer. He's also producer and presenter on Filipino Rhythm as well, a hugely popular show that airs through the night here on Dubai Eye. So Roy, you've got lots going on, haven't you? But first, before you tell us about that, just give us a little picture of what Independence means, Independence Day means to people of the Philippines, a bit of the history.
Actually, it's quite strange for me sitting over here right now. I usually am sitting behind that desk where you're currently sitting. For me, it's really strange. Anyway, back to the topic of Independence Day. Well, we've got our independence from the Spaniards long, long before, around 1898. And for us, really having our independence from them was really a great feature for us. You know, we've been colonized by the Spaniards for quite some time. We've been colonized also by the Americans and by the Japanese for a number of years. Really, independence is really big thing for us.
So it'll be marked in the Philippines today, and it's also being marked here, of course, in the UAE. How many? What's the population here in the UAE of Filipinos?
The last time I checked with the Philippine consulate and the Philippine embassy, we are already about 800,000 Filipinos here in the UAE. About 60% of those numbers are skilled or professionals. So mostly, roughly around 500,000-600,000 are skilled or professional Filipinos here in the UAE.
A big part of our community, of our society.
Well, everywhere
in
you
the UAE.
Go, you can see Filipinos.
Contributing greatly,
Exactly.
Different walks of life. Very, very diversified as well in the kinds of work that you engage in.
Yes, they are.
So what might they be doing back at home today to celebrate and mark Independence Day?
By this time, majority would be going or parading along EDSA or Epifanio de los Santos Avenue, or EDSA, which is the main street of Metro Manila, which was also the People Power Revolution, or last 1986, going to the EDSA Shrine. Everyone's going over there to going to a parade and be holding some free concerts from afternoon till late night.
Mm.
So everyone's going over, having some music, entertainment.
Perfect cue. Perfect
well,
cue.
You know, I have to say, we know that the Filipinos love their music and love to sing. And of course, we enjoy that every evening on Filipino Rhythm here on Dubai Eye. And here's one song that you chose, Roy. Tell us about this song and what it means.
This song is by Lemon and Orange and Lemon. It means basically be proud of the Filipino. It's the title is Pinoy Ako, or I'm a Filipino. It's just uplifting the Filipinos, being proud of being a Filipino. That's about it.
That's lovely. Okay, and so this evening you're doing an outside broadcast. You're going to be at Lampsi Plaza with the Filipino Rhythm. What's going to be happening this evening?
Yep, this evening there Lampsi Plaza, well, sponsored by the original Barrio Fiesta at Lampsi Plaza, which is an authentic Filipino restaurant. They will be having some workshop and a singing competition.
Yes.
And as usual, singing competition. And all the DJs from the Filipino Rhythm would be going over there. And yeah, you could meet and greet us over there and, you know, be judging the concert or the competition.
So you're not taking part, Roy? You're not one of the singers?
Unfortunately, I love singing, but singing doesn't like me.
In the car, perhaps.
Most probably inside a car,
inside the shower.
No, it doesn't suit me. I better just talk in the radio, but that's about it.
Yeah. This is happening from 10 o'clock this evening.
No, it would be happening this afternoon from 5.
Oh, right. Okay.
From 5 p.m. till 8 p.m. So we'll be there.
Okay. And then broadcast
is
out.
Then we would be rebroadcasting it around 12 midnight tonight.
Okay. So lots to happening. How many DJs are there on the Filipino Rhythm?
We, including me, we have 4.
Okay.
So it's going to be me, Rick, David Hart, and Bluebird. And then, whilst we're at the topic of what's happening within the Filipino community, last Friday, the Philippine Consulate General in Dubai, at Al Shabaab, it's behind the Century Mall, had hosted a job fair, free medical and a variety show with some popular personalities from the Philippines, like, what's her name, Aubrey Miles, I think. She's an actress, TV host from one of the biggest network, was there as well at Al Shabaab. So it was well attended, over 10,000 people came in.
Wow. And I'm sure you're going to have a huge amount of people joining you this afternoon down at Lampsi Plaza. So from 5 o'clock, go down there, enjoy and celebrate Independence Day for the Philippines, and meet the team from Dubai Eye, from the Filipino Rhythm. Now, you're normally broadcasting from 10 o'clock, right?
From 10 o'clock.
Yeah. But you can get down there, take part, get into the singing contest and meet everyone and just have a party, really.
It is going to be a party.
A big party. You guys love to party.
Yes.
So
and food.
And food, of course.
And food, of course.
And with Barrio Fiesta. Now, you took me to the Barrio Fiesta restaurant.
One time, yeah.
And we did a broadcast there for the big brunch show on a Friday. That was an incredible experience for me, I have to say. I don't know, Samana, if you've tasted food from the Philippines.
I certainly have, but I haven't been to this restaurant.
Mm. Well, this is a huge chain, very well known in the Philippines, and now it's here in the UAE. And we went to the Burjaman, to the restaurant there. And can you remember what you served me? I can remember the chicken dish. I can remember the
adobo. My favorite. Definitely one that's a repeat in the house.
It's crispy chicken with mayonnaise in its skin of chicken. So that's one of my favorites. So I always ordered that chicken skin.
Nice.
It was an acquired taste, I have to say,
for the Brit in the room. But, you know, I really appreciated the hospitality. And I did enjoy it. It was just it was a very unusual taste for me. And I thought that was quite interesting because we're used to tasting, you know, food from India, food from China, as Europeans.
Mm-hmm. Japanese, maybe.
Exactly, of course, yes. Italian, all of these different ones. And for me for the first time to taste, you know, a genuine cuisine from the Philippines, it was like nothing I'd quite ever tasted before, I have to say. Really good, really good. So do try it out. And We know for your music. We know you for your food. You love your food. You love your rice. I know Mr. Roy there loves his rice every day, brings his rice dishes in. But also we're talking today about work and the working culture here in the UAE, but also what experience we bring to the UAE from our home countries, ways of working and experience. Mm-hmm. So how would you describe, sort of generally speaking, the working culture from the Philippines?
Well, majority of the Filipinos here in the UAE or Filipinos back at home are service-oriented, very hard-working, and always work with a smile.
Right. Even, a smile even, is a trademark, isn't it?
It is a trademark already, even if they're being scolded at, and you would still see them smiling. Well, maybe it's because they don't understand that they are being scolded at.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because that's the kind of thing we're going to be talking about, isn't it, Samine?
Yeah.
You know, how we can misunderstand each other, how what we take as one message or behavior or signal may not be what was intended.
Yes.
And just really, as we all stand side by side, how much do we really understand each other?
Yeah, and how much do we misunderstand, mm-hmm. right? So the difficulties that come about as a result of this communication. And most of us are not speaking in our first language, in our mother tongue. The translations by itself, you know, how much gets lost in translation? Mm-hmm. How can you even translate some of the nuances that are present in our language of origin that may not be present in English?
But one good thing about the Filipinos is about 90% of the Filipinos would be speaking in English.
Yes.
Second language has always been English,
yes.
American-based English. So even if they could not speak very well English, at least they would still understand every little bit of English or basic English.
Mm. Level of exposure, you know, is very important. In the Philippines, are the American or English programs dubbed, Roy, or do they have subtitles?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing is dubbed.
Nothing at all.
Nothing is dubbed into Tagalog or vice versa. So everyone knows how to speak English. Everyone is watching stuff in English.
Programs, cartoons. They've grown up with it, haven't they?
Everyone has grown up into or is accustomed to English language.
Yes.
So even in writing, everything is in English. So everyone knows how to read, write, or even speak in English. Even street children would be able to speak to you a word or two in English. Beggars could still even talk to you in English.
Money. The international word, huh?
And language as a currency as well. It's interesting, isn't it? All of these things we're going to be getting into as we explore the working culture here in the UAE and how to build on it, how to take experiences from elsewhere, but also to highlight the advantages of working here in Dubai. Thank you so much, Roy, for joining us and flagging up what you're up to. Lamsi Plaza this afternoon from 5 o'clock with the Filipino Rhythm Guys, lots of fun contests, music. And just as a little congratulations and celebrations of Independence Day in the Philippines, we'll just go into the break with this music that you chose from Orange and Lemon.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.